Eagle-eyed filmgoers will have noticed the medieval streets and facades of Prague and other Czech towns cropping up in Hollywood blockbusters such as Mission Impossible and, most recently, Casino Royale. Experienced and highly qualified Czech crews, as well as Prague's renowned Barrandov studios, have proved a winning formula for Hollywood, but now the Czech film production business is sounding the alarm. In 2003, they say, foreign filmmakers spent more than 5 billion crowns in the Czech Republic. Last year, that figure had fallen to 1.4 billion, and the reason? The Czech government doesn't offer tax breaks. Earlier, I spoke to Radomir Dočekal, executive director of the Audiovisual Producers Association, and asked him what had gone wrong.
I don't think that something goes wrong with the producer, with the film industry in the Czech Republic. I think it's still going well, but, you know, what we are facing is we are facing problems with our governmental relation, because the Czech Republic doesn't have any tax incentives which are offered in our neighboring and competing countries. That's our problem.
Right, but do these big Hollywood production companies really need tax incentives, tax breaks? After all, they come here because the Czech Republic is simply a very, very cheap place to make films.
I don't think we are cheap, you know. I don't like this word, you know, to be cheap, because we are not cheap. We are let's say effective and economically good. So that's our policy, you know. But basically what we doesn't have is, as I said, the tax incentives which are offered in our competing country like Germany, Hungary, Britain, France, Luxembourg. It's everywhere, you know. That's our problem. So, and these tax incentives of course decrease the risk of the producers making their movies in Europe, because it's they are spending a lot of money and invest a lot of money, and of course somewhere they can get something back, and that's what they cannot get here. You know, that's all.
But there are tax incentives included in a draft law that's due to go before Parliament quite soon. So surely the situation looks like the situation will be sorted out soon.
I hope so. I believe so, because you know, everybody understood that something has to be done. You know, so that's why we started last year. We started with our politician to deal with them, and hopefully we will be able to, or Minister of Culture will be able to send the law to the government this year, and hopefully next year will be passed and will be valid from the January of 2009. Yeah.
And that was Radomir Dočekal, Executive Director of the Audiovisual Producers Association, speaking to me earlier by telephone.